Good morning. That was good, brother. Enjoyed that. Anybody got a devotion or the bulletin? Good read, Brother Braun. He's a brilliant mind. That's a good read right there. I'm going to be in Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34. We'll look at the text here. Verse 31. It says, Ye, my flock, the flock of my pastor, are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. We'll start in chapter 34. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe you with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick, neither have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have ye sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains, and upon every hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock. But the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not the flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep, that they are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel and by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture and upon the high mountains of Israel. Shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and the fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick. But I will destroy the fat and strong, and I will feed them with judgment. We'll stop there. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. This is Israel, and the shepherds here are the kings and the rulers of this time right here. And they're scattering the sheep as God's people. The shepherds are false teachers. They could be a number of things. But here, right here in this, they are the rulers or the kings of this time. Let's see here. I've got a lot of stuff here. The sheep here in this passage of Scripture is referring to the people of Israel. Okay? Then we see that the shepherds obviously refers to the oppressors, the rulers of the people. Okay? Chapter 34. I look at this as the selfish shepherds, men of power, or have control over people. They often forget that the only one in power is the creator of the universe. That's it. They think they're in power, but they're not in power. At that time, they're in power at that time. But the only true one in power is God Almighty. That's it. Their sinful lust of control and power try to play God. But, my friend, they're not God. But they will hold account to God for the actions of their authority and what they've done to God's people. Now, I'm talking at this time. This is Ezekiel. Now, we can look and see what they're doing right now. The people in charge, the presidents, the governors, they can be scattering the sheep too. They can be withdrawing the people from food, starving the people, and that's what they was doing here. But I'm going to stay on this right here. Instead of using power to help the weak and the poor and the hungry, they use it for their power, for their benefit, okay? For their own lustful way, their selfishness. These shepherds are wicked. And they're casting or spreading the sheep. They don't care what the cost, or even if they destroy them. They think of it as nothing. It says, and the word of the Lord came unto me saying, Ezekiel the prophet, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds. There they are, those selfish ones. Okay? Of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? See? They're thinking of themselves. They're not worried about God's people. They're oppressing them and starving them and destroying them. They're thinking only of themselves. Here. Ye eat the fat, and ye clothe with the wool. Ye kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. There you go. They're thinking, these selfish shepherds. We only have one true shepherd, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He guides and directs his people. He is the divine deliverer. And he was a divine deliverer here, and we see on through here that he delivered his people. Now, they were scattered. In 70 AD, they were scattered, but they came back as a nation. 1948. Prophecy, there you go, it was fulfilled. There it is right here. It's telling them about how they were going to be scattered. The scattered sheep. We can look at verse 4 and 6 here. The power of the shepherds, which be the rulers or the leaders of the nations of Israel, they had the upper hand on the people of Israel. But God was with the people. Even when they scattered as a nation in 70 AD, the Lord gathered them back together again, 1948. The scattered of the sheep. Okay, look. In verse 4, the disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that was sick. Neither have you bound up which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. But with force, with cruelty, have you ruled them. And they were scattered because there was no shepherd. All right? And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. They had one shepherd, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our shepherd. That is our King. That is our God. That is our Savior. But these shepherds were false. These shepherds were rulers. These shepherds were, they controlled the people. And then they scattered the people. Okay? Kings, presidents, rulers of nations, these shepherds do not own the sheep. Here, they think they did. As they think they did. They fool themselves thinking they have control of God's people. Biden, the governor, you don't have control of God's people. They think they do. They think they can do whatever they want to with God's people, but they can't. They will be judged at the end, at the last. But what they do to God's people, trying to take the Bibles away, trying to shut the churches down, trying to do what they do, they will get theirs. I promise you that. So, the sheep, they don't own us. The sheep, that's us. The shepherd is Jesus Christ. But these shepherds were higher. They were rulers. They had power. They had money. They had anything they wanted. And they controlled the sheep. They controlled God's people. They oppressed them. And they starved them. They went hungry. They done a lot of things to the people, the children of Israel. But they have no control over God's people or his flock, his sheep. They don't. The Creator is the true shepherd and the superior of all sheep and shepherd alike, and will hold account one day to God. Whether you're a shepherd, one of these, or your sheep, you're going to hold account to God regardless. I don't care if you're saved or lost. No one can escape the judgment that is to come. Nobody. You can't escape it. You either be at the judgment seat of Christ or you'll be standing at the great white throne. And that's lost. The authority of God. You look at verse 7 here. We'll read to 9. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. There you go. Here you go, rulers and kings. It says right here, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. You better hear it. You better obey the Lord. It says, as I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. That's a commandment from God. He's telling these kings and rulers, hear the word of the Lord. But do they hear? Do they hear the word of the Lord? Do these people out here, these rulers and these presidents and all that's in these way up above us, do they hear the word of the Lord? I don't think they do. I don't even think it even registers to them. Half of them don't even believe in God. Hear the word of the Lord, ye shepherds. All men should hear the word of the Lord. But the shepherds of men of power do not. They should for the Lord and his commandments, but they don't. Men who led in power will be judged for what they have done. Here, they've already been dead and gone. They've already got their judgment. But I'm talking about the ones here. The presidents, the ones of what they're doing, what they did in Afghanistan to all the brothers and sisters. The Muslims, that's who done it. They killed all them ones. They found them in the church in the cave, and they all died a martyr's death. But you know what? They're with the Lord now. Like Brother Jerry says, they can only kill you one time. It'll only hurt for a little bit. They can kill you physically, but spiritually they cannot. But that's where God comes into play, my friend. When they're dead in trespasses and sins, and when they're spiritually dead towards God, and when he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I knew you not, and cast like a fishing pole, cast, not willingly going, they're going to cast you in the lake of fire. He will cast you in the lake of fire. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. And this is the second death. You can't get around it. That's the spiritual death. But the ones who are saved, his sheep, are taken care of that. He spent 6 hours in hell on the cross in eternity for me. And for you all, the ones that are saved. He took my me. He took the judgment for me. He pardoned me. Lord God Almighty. He takes care of his people. He takes care of his sheep. He is a shepherd. He guides and directs us. But these shepherds were driving and directing his sheep, his flock, and scatter them. And they were starving. They were, and look in verse 8, it says, I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. But there was a shepherd, but he was on high. But he was allowing it, see? And neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. They cared about themselves. They don't care about God's people. They didn't back then and they don't now. So the authority of God is told, hear the word of the Lord, ye shepherds, ye rulers, ye kings, ye princesses, ye presidents, ye governors, hear the word of the Lord, but they won't. God's word says that there are false shepherds. Verse 8. They are cowards. They're lazy. They're selfish. They only think of themselves. But at the end, they will pay the ultimate price and they'll be judged. These shepherds, false shepherds, the ones that are out here right now preaching this damnable doctrine to these people, misleading these people. That's what I'm talking about too. They're false shepherds. The Lord is angry against these shepherds here. Verse 10. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds. There you go. Is he not angry against them? I believe he is. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from the feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, and they may not be meat for them. I believe the shepherds are in trouble here. The Lord's angry with them of what he's done to his people. And these are false shepherds here. Verse 11, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Christ is a shepherd. He will seek and find his people. He'll leave the 99 and go for the one. See? He always goes for his people. He'll never leave us, forsake us. Does anyone care for the sheep that is scattered abroad or lost? The Lord does care for his sheep. And he loves them. And he will search and seek them out of trouble. Seeking the lost, the shepherd will seek his people or redeem the lost sheep. But the lost sheep cannot save themselves. It has to be only a work of the sovereign grace of God. That can only save them. His grace is sufficient. So we see here in verse 11, for thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. He'll find them. What was you just talking about? Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. There you go. For this saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Wherever the Father has given them, they'll all come to him. What the Father has given him, they'll come. Until the last one repents, that's when the Lord will come. These shepherds, these rulers and They like the fine wine and the fine dining, and they like the power. They like that power. They like to have authority over people. That's what they're doing with the people here today. They're mandating these masks. They're taking the people's jobs from them. They're starving the people. They're taking everything away from them. If you don't get vaccinated, I'm going to take it away. If you don't get vaccinated, you won't work here no more. These rulers, these kings, these high authority people, they have no control over God's people. There's a lot of lost out there that may get the vaccination. They might not get the vaccination. I don't know. But God will seek out his people. He will search my sheep and I will seek them out. Verse 12, it says, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep, that they are scattered. So I will seek out my sheep and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. There you go, 70 AD, when they were scattered. Okay, I believe. And then the Jews returned to Israel in 1948. They were scattered. They scattered them. But God's flock, he is the divine leader. He is the supreme judge. He's the supreme creator for his people. He's redeemed his people. And he will take care of his people. He will deliver them. He is the divine deliverer. It says in verse 13, I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them through their own land. See, there you go. And feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. They came and they were announced as nation of Israel in 1948. They were scattered in 78. See, these so-called preachers say that there is no more existence of the Jews. All 70 AD, that there wasn't no more existence of them. Then if that's the case, my friend, then we don't have a promise-keeping God and we don't have a covenant-keeping God, because he chose the nation of Israel. He chosen his elect and he chosen his bride. So if there is no Jews left, then there is no nation of Israel then. Am I right? But they're wrong, because they came together. It says right here, in verse 12, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So I will seek out my sheep and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and in dark day. And in verse 13 it says, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land, okay, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and all the inhabited places of the country. There's his people coming back to Israel. That's a prophecy. It's already been fulfilled. But Ezekiel is prophesying it right here. False shepherds scatter the sheep, or they permit to be, or they permit them to be scattered. They tell them scattered, or they force them to be scattered. The true shepherd seeks out the lost and delivers them out of all the power, and they delivers them out of the hands of these shepherds. Verse 13, I've read that. That's the Lord gathering the flock which was scattered. God's promise that he would gather his people back as a nation. This is the Jews' return, a divine deliverer of God Almighty. So, who is your shepherd this morning? Is your shepherd one of these rulers or these kings? Or presidents or governor? Is that your shepherd? Do you want to get starved out like they're doing? Do you want to get oppressed like God's people's done always since the beginning? Exodus and all that, when they was in Egypt in bondage, hard bondage? Or is your shepherd the Lord Jesus Christ? That's my shepherd. Go to John. Gospel of John. We can start at verse 4. And when he putteth forth, now this is Jesus speaking here. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And then we look at verse 9. I am the door, by me, if any man enter in, shall be saved. I shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. See, Jesus Christ gave his life for his people on Calvary. The hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And the other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them I almost bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doeth my Father love, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. There's loads of it here. Verse 26, it says, but ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See, even when God's people were scattered, they were still his flock. And he took care of them, even though they were scattered. Sometimes we get astray sometimes. Sometimes we fall off the wagon. Sometimes we backslide. It happened to me. I'm not ashamed to tell that either. You know, I'm not ashamed that I backslidden and I strayed away from God. And I rebelled against God. Why? Because I have a depraved nature still in me. I'm still in this old flesh. But the Lord brought me back. And I repented. And 4 or 5 months later, he called me to preach. He works all things out to counsel of his own will. So it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We know the Lord. We know if you're his people, if you're his. You know him, and we follow him. He is the shepherd. We don't follow kings or presidents or these high rulers. We don't follow them. I don't follow them. I only follow one, that's God Almighty. I follow him through his word. This is our food. This is sheep food here. And he feeds us. Now, look here. It says in verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. So these, back in Ezekiel, these shepherds, these rulers, these kings, they can't pluck God's people out of their hand. They can't do it. They might destroy, they might kill you. But they won't pluck you out of his hand. It says it right there in God's word. Right here, all scriptures given by inspiration of God for doctrine, reproof, for correction, for all of it. This is what we do. This is how we live our day-to-day life, through his word. That's how he corrects us, through his word. It's all profitable for his people. So my question is, the shepherds in Ezekiel, or the false shepherds, the ones who are kings, they were trying to destroy the people, but they didn't destroy them. They scattered them. They oppressed them. They starved them out. They did everything they could to them. They had the power. They did whatever they wanted to them. They had that much power. and they had that much power to do what they did with them. You know what I'm saying? So they need to understand that they cannot pluck God's people out of their hand. There is only one shepherd that we should follow. That's it. This is my message. Why should we follow these shepherds? We shouldn't. We should only follow one. If you're of the Lord, you should only follow one shepherd, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. We shouldn't follow out these other shepherds, these false shepherds. Man, I tell you, there's so many deceivers out there, buddy. You can't count them. I see it all over Facebook. They're deceiving these people. I'm telling you. It's like, what they're like the Pope. Whatever I say, that's what it says. You just come to me, what the Scripture said, I'll tell you what it says. You just believe what I say. No. I believe what God says, and I believe His Word. And you don't have to tell me what it says. I know what it says, and I know what God's Word says. That's the way it should be. So the people of Israel and Ezekiel, they were poor. They didn't have much. A lot of God's people is poor. I've never had much. Never really have. Probably never will. Do I care? Not really. Because I keep my eyes on the prize. To His glorious appearing one day. That's the prize I look forward to. To see the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to see Him. That's what I look forward to. I don't look forward in money. I don't look forward in gambling. I don't look forward in sex. I don't look forward in gold. I don't look forward in nothing. No worldly riches do I look forward in. I have it all in eternal riches. Because He says, if I go away, I go away to prepare a place for you. If you're one of His, you have that promise. See, our God is a promise-keeping God. He is a covenant-keeping God. He scattered. They scattered the sheep. They scattered them. But the Lord gathered His flock back. Sometimes we get scattered out here in this world. This world has got a lot of... Satan is always there at your heels. As soon as you walk out these doors, he's right back on you. He is the tempter. He is the wicked one. He's seeking, he roams around seeking whom he could devour. We have to be careful. But we have to be the sheep, God's flock. We have to follow Him. He is the good shepherd. It says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The thief, it says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what they did back then, and that's what they're doing right now. They come with power. They have power. I can't control the government. I don't have the power to. But my Father has all power. He's omnipotent. He has unlimited power. He gives Satan a little power. Not much, but he gives him some. But God is omnipotent. He has unlimited power. And at the end, my friend, for the shepherds of this day and age will be eternal damnation and hellfire, and it'll never end. It's everlasting. It's not for a day. It's not for a week. It's not like the Catholics say, purgatory, oh, we'll just pay to get you out of hell. It's not like that. This is everlasting. Never ending. And they keep sinning while they're in hell. They keep cussing. I promise you, they keep doing that. It's eternal damnation. The worm dieth not. The smoke of their torment sends up up and up. There is no rest day or night. Follow the shepherd. Which shepherd are you following? That's my message. What shepherd are you following? Are you following the kings? Are you following the princes? Are you following the governors? Are you following the presidents? Or are you following the good shepherd? Which one? Are you following those or are you following Christ? Because if you're of Christ, he says, my sheep know me. They hear my voice. We know him through his word. So that's my question. What shepherd are you following? If anyone's here today lost, that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I say repent, believe the gospel, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And then if the Lord does work of grace in you, then you'll be following the good shepherd. And he will gather you into the green pastures and feed you through his word. May the Lord bless you.